This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Just, we can't thank you enough for sharing these stories. Really inspiring.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I got overwhelmed, like I said, and I wrote this first letter to her after I hadn't talked to her in so long, you know, because I talk to her anyways, you know, in kind of in the world, you know, when I'm out, yeah. I go, hey, Mom, look at this guy, huh?
Yeah, right.
When did your mom pass away, Louis?
1990.
Yeah,
long time.
January 4th there,
mm-hmm.
1990. And then I loved the letter, and I just was sharing it with my management and my producing partner, and I said, what do you guys think of this? You know, just because I felt so strong about it, and I wanted to share it with them, and they loved the letter. They went crazy over it, and they said, it would be a beautiful book. And I said, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I'm up for a book about this kind of stuff because it would be so emotional.
Yeah.
And then they said it might help a lot of people. It might make people feel better about, you know, their mom and, you know, in their life and all that stuff. And
well, I think, too, you know, like the book does, it's inspirational. It's sweet. It did make me cry four different times. But like the hair twirler, because I'm a hair twirler, Louis.
So
I'm such a hair twirler. And you have this, you know, one of your early letters, hey, Mom, were you a hair twirler? And just, I don't know. It's so lovable and relatable. And we, you know, we just are crazy about you, Louis.
and you know, if people remember, and I remember because we bought this book, Dear Dad,
yes.
Letters from Adult Child, that came out on March 1st, 1991.
That's right.
And that was an amazing, amazing book. So
it's real. We know that, Louis.
It's so sweet.
It's such an important book to me. Let me just tell you, you know, I started playing a woman and I started playing a mother. And I took it very seriously. You know, a lot of people go, how do you do that? I go, I don't know. I just decided that I was not going to, Louis Anderson was not going to join me on this part, that there's nothing about Louis Anderson is mm-hmm. going to be in that part. I said, this is going to be my mom and my sisters and all the women I've met in Minnesota. And I said, I'm going to do this, and I got so wrapped up in it that I started realizing what my mom and what women go through every day to get ready for the world, which amazed me. You know,
right.
I'm there an hour and a half getting ready for the part, but also just the idea, the expectations that are laid out there for getting ready to be presentable, and men just smell their shirt.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. No, I know.
And they're ready to go. And so that, and then, Jesus, my mom must have worked so hard to raise 11 kids with my alcoholic father.
Yeah.
And every morning, no matter how bad the night was, till 3 or 4, she'd be up making us breakfast at 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, with a smile and right. makeup and look good and, Jesus, Louises.
Yeah,
know?
No kidding.
And all my, I just.
That's so many kids. I kind of always forget that about you, Louis, that you're number 10 of 11. And I also thought your story about, you know, the sign that you had after your younger brother Tommy passed away really made me feel hopeful about, you know, people that have
passed
that I've lost.
Yep.
Yeah. And I've seen signs too. And I like when other people share their sign stories about someone doing.
The craziest thing happened a month ago. You know, I have, you know how you have your favorites in the phone?
Yeah.
And Tommy's in there, and I accidentally butt called it.
Oh.
And someone called back.
Oh.
And it freaked me out. And it was somebody who called back, and they had Tommy's phone. I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I have the wrong number." I said, "Your name isn't Tommy by any chance, is it?" I couldn't help but say that because, you know, and he just hung up. He didn't even tell me that. And so I wanted to call it back just to see if the person, but I just thought that was just a hello from him.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I just believe in that stuff. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Yesterday, comedy legend Mitzi Shore
passed away.
Right. And I mean, you write about that you worked at the Comedy Store.
I loved Mitzi. We were good friends. She was like a comedy mom to me.
Yeah.
She wouldn't like being a mom to anybody. She was more like, you know, she was her own thing. So
she was like an aunt. She looked kind of like it just, she was gorgeous fun, too, and smart.
Yeah, she was so much fun, and she'd always say every time I came off stage, "You're a sweater comic, Louie. Where's your sweater? I told you, you got to have a sweater on. You're that kind of comic."
Oh, my gosh.
And I would always laugh, and I'd go, I have a sweater in the car. Well, wear it next time.
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't want her to be mad about it, but... She was very sweet. We were very close. And, you know, it was a big shock to me when she died.
Yeah.
I have to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Even though I knew she wasn't well and she'd been suffering a lot of times, I still felt super close to her. I say a shout out to Polly and all the kids, you know, that all those kids, you know,
they
Sandy,
grew up there.
Yep.
And yeah, I know all of them, Scott, you know, all of them. And they're, you know, I'm very close to that family. And so it was a shock. But and, you know, I'm glad she's not suffering anymore because she was suffering with all Parkinson's.
Yeah.
She just was lovely. I was looking at some pictures recently. They got a post one of me at her, I think it was her 80th birthday.
Oh, my.
And, post it.
And, you know, so it was a, you know, I thought a lot about it. And I know this book kind of just has been so emotional for me. And I have to tell you, it's been emotional during the signings, the readings. And all that stuff, but it's an important book to me. It helped me.
Yeah, I love your idea, Louis, with My World. Okay, I don't know how that can happen, but damn it, I love that idea.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you just really, the questions that you give in the book about the 12 questions you should ask your parents. I mean, I don't know. I just think your book is really a treasure, and I'm glad that you're coming to Minnesota and you're going to sign books for 2 hours so everyone can get their book signed.
You know, I don't know why people like books signed, but I think it's for the connection, you know.
I love
it. Connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a chance for me to look at all the people who, you know, and the good thing for me is I tell people, you know, if you don't, you could give this to your mom and it could be a conversation starter for you to have a better friendship with your mom.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I think we take, you know what I always think? I think we forget to be friends with our parents. And we don't know that we could be friends with them, but we have to make that effort to really be friends with them and not just be mad at them for something they did or didn't do. You know, that some dumb thing like that. And, you know, this book is all about, you know, it was a great journey and I'm glad that my mom is being celebrated in a couple of ways.
Oh, it's so good.
The book.
Yeah.
And also my mom's being celebrated in the show as much
Baskets,
as
yeah.
You are a scene stealer. You're so good. And I'm so glad you're borrowing everything from Orizella Anderson and just giving us life on Baskets, says Christine.
It's so much fun to make the show and it's so much fun to play They think I'm a plain a Californian, but, you know, that's a Minnesota woman.
Oh, that for sure is a Minnesota. I mean, even with the frocks that you're wearing.
Aren't the clothes wonderful?
Oh, yeah.
You know who's close? That's Miles Ahead is the name of it. Her name is Miles.
Uh-huh.
And that is, she makes real clothes for real women.
Oh.
And they're affordable. And they really, she did such a beautiful job this last season.
Yeah. Oh, Louie, you're so funny.
And stuff that my mom would have worn.
Oh,
that's
right.
What kills me.
Mm-hmm.
I told Lori Grenier, she was on the show. I go, Lori, let's do an Orizella line. I don't know if anyone will buy it.
Oh, just the name of it would sell.
Orizella is fantastic.
Do you want to stay with us, Louie? We
got
to take a break.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you stay with us? We're talking to Louie Anderson. His new book is Hey Mom. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
We are certainly Hollywood speaking.
We're Louie Anderson speaking. Louie is so nice to be talking to us about his book, Hey Mom, Stories for My Mother, but you can read them too. And of course, this is your fourth book and your people know you. We'd love to just claim you. But one of the things I wanted to just ask you about in these letters to your mom, but you are very open about, you know, like you just say, you know, I was really a dink and, you know, and it was.
Yeah, I was mean to my mom. What a jerk.
Yeah. And you know what? I think everyone can say that about maybe their mom or dad. They can look back and say that they were. But I don't know. You don't hear a lot of people say that out loud, much less write about it out loud. And I felt that really, I don't know. I really thought about that letter after I read that.
Well, you know, we all have those regrets, but you have to get them out of your system because they weigh tons of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they weigh down on you. It's so harsh.
Your mom passed when you were quite young.
Yeah, my mom passed, I guess I was what? Let's see, in 1990. I was almost 40. I was 37. Is
okay,
that right?
So that's still young. I mean, your dad had passed before that, so that's
sweet
young.
Of you to say that's young.
Well,
it is.
Of course, nowadays, when you get older, you go, that's young. 60.
Yeah.
I wish I was 50. I wish I was 40. I wish I was 30.
Are you, you know, because you were on Stephen Colbert on Monday night. Was that fun?
Oh, my God. You know, it was so cool.
Tell us. Louie Anderson, if you just
Stephen Colbert is 10th. Of 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am 10th of 11.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
Jack White was on the show. He is 10th.
Oh, you're kidding.
He's also the 10th child. So that night, there were the three of us were the 10th children.
Wild.
And I just thought that was such a crazy, cool thing. And, you know, Stephen Colbert is a really sweet, nice human being.
Yeah.
He is, isn't he?
And his show is kicking butt, and I'm sure you guys had great chemistry. I missed it, but I did.
We really do have good chemistry. You know, he likes me, and it's my third time on, and that's...
Okay.
You know, that's... You know, he has a... You know, he's got a really good... He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He's a really good person.
Yeah. That is wild, though, about the 10th thing, because how many people really do you meet? And you have a chapter in a letter to your mom about, you know, what it means to be 10 of 11 kids. And so you do have that in there. So it's just such a wild coincidence that the three of you would be 10th born.
Yeah, it's a crazy... It's super, super crazy, I have to tell you. And I don't know. I just really had a good time. And, you know, I love being on talk shows because they were the beginning of my whole career was really, to be honest with you, it was Twin Cities Today.
Oh, with Stephen and Sharon?
Stephen Sharon.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was on, those were my first talk shows. Those were my early training.
Isn't that fun?
And then it was The Tonight Show, and then all those other shows.
Was it Tonight Show with Johnny Carson?
Yeah, Tonight Show with Johnny Carson,
okay,
1984.
How scary was that?
No, I was completely prepared and excited.
Yeah.
I wasn't
oh, really?
Scared.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's so funny. Yeah. You know Minnesotans.
Yeah.
They've been waiting. I remember my mom asking me something, and I said, oh, when I was back, you know that curtain that we looked at for years?
Yes.
My mom said, when you do that show, kid, will you tell me what kind of material that curtain is? And I remember being backstage. It was kind of a chiffon, silky material. But I remember being backstage and reaching out and touching the curtain so I could tell my mom.
That is hysterical.
And I said, I'm telling you, that is such a Minnesota crazy thing.
Well, it was probably synthetic. If any of Johnny's cigarettes had gotten anywhere near that, that thing would have gone up in flames.
You're right. It was one of those curtains where you go, this is dangerous.
Right. Oh, my
gosh.
And
it was, you know, like, and it looked so, you know, expensive on TV.
Oh, it really did.
Yeah, but it, you know, that was like a dream come true. I watched that. I looked at that curtain my whole childhood, as we all did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to be standing, you know, right there was a giant thing for me. It was like one of my main goals in life.
I want to go back and watch that then. Are there clips out there of your first performance?
What do they call that TV now? They have it on a certain TV. Oh, I can't think of the name of it.
I don't.
We'll Google it, Louie.
We'll find it.
We'll find it.
You can meet Louie.
They show the whole episode and the commercials and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, meet Louie. Louie is meeting fans and signing copies of his book this Saturday, 2 to 4 at the Mall of America Rotunda. Louie, thank you so much.
And if you can't get there, I'm doing signed copies for my website. So, LouieAnderson@mac.com.
Cool. Awesome.
Welcome back, Bayside!
Streaming only on Peacock.
Can't wait to start junior year.
Saved by the Bell is back.
This is gonna be awesome!
And Taking School Spirit.
Our rivals just destroyed our mascot.
We're gonna crush Valley.
To the max.
If we don't learn from the past, we are doomed to repeat it.
That's why we have all these reboots of teen shows from the 90s. Get a new idea, Hollywood.
Saved by the Bell. New season streaming now.
Let's do this, baby.
Only on Peacock.